I'll get into that in a minute here. But you know, I had to have help.
Right.
I couldn't do it. The expectations were so high, and you know, and they were unrealistic. So it was like, okay, you know, the only way to get this done is this.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah, so that's me going forward is kind of focused on dealing with three different types of engagement. You know, I've got a bleeding heart, and I'm always willing to help everybody that comes along. And I've thought the Lord wants us to be a good steward of our time as much as anything. And if I'm chasing after everything that's of no benefit to myself or to my family, then I'm really selling myself short. So there's a way I can help them that doesn't cost me as much. And Trish is really, my wife's been a help in this way. We're gonna create what I'm calling Jumpstart You. And it's really a do-it-yourself marketing program for people who have no funds or limited funds, and they need to know how to do these things. You know, walking you through the process of what does it take to design a logo, you know, what's important there, how do you create a basic marketing plan, how do you use these social media platforms. And it's just really an educational resource, but it will walk them through step by step with a syllabus, so they have a reference. Actually, as they're doing the class, they are creating the content that they need for their business.
Oh, wow.
And so,
what a great idea. That is so cool.
And the nice thing with that is I just build this program once, and I can then sell it to thousands of people. It doesn't take me any more time to do it, but I'm still able to help like I want to.
It's totally scalable. I mean, that's amazing. That's awesome. I mean, you've done a lot of teaching anyway. I mean, you've done a lot of instruction and different things. I mean, put that to work, and again, help people understand the process. Of course,
it'd
be like I just said, me sitting down with, you know, Illustrator. That's not going to happen.
Right. Right.
That's not my skill set. You know, I can look over your shoulder and tell you what I want. You know.
Right.
But that's not me. But to know the basic concepts, you know, the marketing part of it, the planning, you know, the budgeting. I mean, it's really management by objective. You got to know first off where you want to go, and that's the whole concept of your business.
Yes,
you know, on your company side, you know. So I mean, you got to what do you point me? You know, what do I need to do here first?
Right.
Not just be overwhelmed. You know, let's try that. Let's try this. That was always frustrating for me. Well, let's do radio. It's like, back up, you know?
Right.
Let me sit down and we need to know what your goals and objectives are first.
Right,
you know?
Right. And that's, you know, that's been that common question you have every single meeting. So why not filter through that a little bit and let them land through the website and walk through the process themselves? Let them do some of that an early lifting. And so that's my first tier. You know, it's based off a budget. It's based off of how much involvement they're wanting from me. So budget's usually the biggest concern. Then we can knock off a whole bunch of those on that first tier. You know, second tier is more project-based, kind of like what we did with Longworth. You know, you tackle building a website, or you tackle social media. So it's a project in a time frame, and that's my tier two. It involves more of my time, but I've got employees. And so it's really, you know, we define up front what the project is. I deliver it, you know, kind of the end of the situation. And the third is really just kind of taking over the entire marketing for a business. That involves the most of my time. It's going to be the most expensive. But it allows me then to just, it's a hands-off thing for them. They basically say, you do it, and I make it happen. So I've done that for several companies in the past and had good success with that. I enjoy that. But, you know, it's also learning, taking the experience of this is what you, when you say that, actually how that's going to work.
Exactly. we both know how that sometimes can go.
Yes. So anyway, that's what I'm doing with the business is learning to step back and work on the business instead of just in it.
That's a good way to look at that. You better.
Yeah. Well, what I've got, you've already got the list of questions, you know, five different things.
Yeah.
And what I was going to do is just ask you the question, and then you answer them based off of your experience working with me.
Okay. That sounds good. I mean, you targeted that second tier very well of what we did. Longworth.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was very project-driven. You know, you were there first.
Right.
So you were a known resource, appreciated, and a very valued resource for the company.
I was.
My predecessor, her predecessor, Trey, and I mean everybody. I mean, it was, well, I know, yet my goal in this is not to get into the...
the personal parts.
he said, you know,
right.
And I do know that, but yeah, I mean, you know how challenging that was for me, personally.
That was a big role to step into, for sure.
Oh my God, I really didn't know the full level of what it was going to be and where they were in the process when I jumped in there.
Right.
Like, oh, you've done nothing. So it's like, okay, you know, here we go.
Right.
Fired up in that few months before the first trade show. I mean, it was just, you know, we were, you know, hair on fire, pot, everything. I mean, it was crazy.
Yes.
You know, and that was the hardest I've ever worked in my life, you know, to try to get something done.
Right.
To meet the Jexington deadline. So the stumbling block would have been if they would have not allowed me to do that. They were wise enough to say, yeah, this can't be handled by, you know, our in-house.
Right.
You know, Donnie can only do so much. He was relatively new, too.
He was.
And really didn't understand the scope, you know, what we were trying to do.
Right.
He was very project-driven. He could do a good job, you know, within that path.
Right.
But if you're looking at the shotgun approach, trying to get everything done, not so much.
Right.
You know, so that's where I relied on you, you know. And so the answer to that is, you know, I had no way to get it done in-house. I needed to go for your expertise and basically, you know, what you could do for me in such a short amount of time.
We really tackled some major obstacles in a very small window.
I think about it now, and I'm like, whew, kind of gives me a stomachache, you know? It was a lot.
Now, were you involved in some... We were involved in doing... I'm trying to get our time frames right, so... Did we have AYG going at that point? Did we have the all year gear stuff started?
No, all year gear was later. That was the next season.
Okay, so that was the follow up. We had the XGO, of course, wide open. We had Potomac Field, not Potomac.
Opedix.
Yeah, Opedix. That was the big thing we did in Vail.
So Polar Max, XGO, and Opedix. I mean, three major brands, all in their own cycle, all at once, coming into, you know, their trade show season, into their marketing season, into their collateral season, and everything we were doing, all compressed into one, you know, even our sales meetings,
right,
and everything that needed to be done.
And we had created catalogs for all three of those brands.
it was everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like marketing plans for three different companies.
Right.
You know, and that's what was, you know, made my head, you know, nearly explode, as we had so much to do in such a compression. And,
right.
You know, that's where you came in, and you were instrumental in making all that happen.
That's good.
you were. No, this is not just, you know, I hope you know that. This is not just, you know, to stroke you or to have something good to say on the, it is absolutely true, 100%.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I could have absolutely not gotten anything done like that. Yeah, I would have failed.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, that's what that journey did for me.
That's awesome. Number two, what results or positive outcomes did you experience as a result of AdJourney's strategizing and implementation of your targeted, customized marketing plan, moving you towards your business objective?
Well, I mean, we were in that second tier, you know, so we did not come to you for, other than Opedix, you know, but that was before me. You know, what I saw was, you know, that second tier, I need these projects done.
Yes.
Not so much the marketing, you know, could you help me with the marketing plan as much, you know, because it was underway. You know, I just kind of jumped on to Opedix like jumping onto a, you know, a trolley in San Francisco. Here we go. You know?
Yeah.
So I didn't have a whole lot of background information on that, you know.
Right.
But, XGO, you know, was the baby at the time, of course, number one.
Yeah.
You know, Opedix was the new kid, you know, the new, you know, and Polar Max was just kind of moping along, you know.
Right.
I mean, it was doing what it was doing.
Right.
And then we had PMX, which was, you know, a try.
Right.
You know, it was, let's try it. You know, that didn't, you know, that wasn't us. You know,
right.
That really, you know, we were not anywhere close to that level. FTMX too, because that was its own little sub-brand, you know. Yeah. So I had that, you know, Polarax, XTO, OPDX, and then, if you remember, I was also product manager.
Right.
You know, this wasn't just marketing. I'm just saying, just marketing, you know. That was a whole other, you know, side of this that was, you know, really difficult for me.
Yes.
So while I'm out doing product management, I had to rely on somebody like you to help me keep the projects moving.
Right.
So, you know, so that's kind of, you know, what you can get out of that for that one.
Oh, that's good. No, I think with answering the first two questions, we've really done a pretty well-rounded observation, I guess, on both of those things, on really how I was able to help. So the third thing is, what specific feature or detail of the services AdJourney offered did you find most valuable in getting you to your objective?
Well, for you, if it was one thing, it was the working relationship, you know?
Yeah.
The complete trust I had in you to not be going off and doing something else, or, you know, something that would startle me at the end of it, like, what?
No,
this is
right.
What we talked about. You know, right. It was a, let's make the logo on fire. No, that's not what it was.
Right.
But you understood, you know, because you were involved with the company first, you understood them, you understood the people.
Yeah.
You know, you understood how the company worked. I didn't have to educate you on all of that.
Right.
You know, we were in the second tier of our phase of getting these projects done, and you worked within those constraints. And, you know, so I would say that working relationship was vital for me, that I could go off and do other things and, you know, work on this project, work on this one, let's get that trade show, let's do, you know, and, you know, I could throw projects at you and you'd go, yep, okay, you know, this is what we'll do.
Right.
You know, you understood it. I didn't have to, you know, worry that you weren't going to get it.
That's awesome. That's a huge compliment. I appreciate it.
Well, this is long overdue telling you this stuff.
Well, thank you. Number four, this one's kind of worded different, but it says, what are three other benefits you discovered while working with AdJourney that, to you, sets AdJourney apart or pleasantly surprised you?
Well, number one, again, you understood the goals and objectives very well.
Yeah.
There was no doubt, you know. Also, number two would be you worked within our budget constraints, which were there, you know, for sure. You know, and it always is, you know, but it gets down to that, you know. And then I would say number three would be your attention to detail and attention to the deliverable. You were never late. Ever.
That was important to me.
Oh, my gosh. It would have killed the project.
Right.
You know, that was one of the biggest things. I mean, I don't want to just say, he doesn't understand the deadlines. Well, that is huge.
Yes, it is huge. It doesn't matter how pretty it is. If you can't get it on time, then it's no good.
Late is late.
That's right.
You know, if you do a trade show without it, you're done.
Right.
I don't want it. I don't need it. You know, it's just like, okay, we missed it. You know, like when we did that little, you know, presentation, the video presentation, you know, for Kilimanjaro or stuff like that. Even that, you know, we're going there for that. It was all contingent on rolling out, you know, with Macon and doing all the different things that we did, and having him there to sign books and having the video going and having music applied to it and having, you know, the whole whatever it was, you know, any of the collateral had to be done. You know, we were going to Action Sport, we were going out to a retailer. If it wasn't there, I shouldn't be there, you know.
Right.
So those are the three, I think, mostly, you know, the goals and objectives. Well, you stayed on budget within the target. Your deliverables, your attention, I mean, you can kind of put that, you know, to the on time. You know.
Right.
But again, if there was nothing, your attention to detail, you understood because you had your own company.
Yeah.
And you weren't new at this, and you totally got this part, and you would bring that to me sometimes if I said, we do need that, you know, or this part of it.
Right.
You know, or you added something that you knew I most likely would like.
Yeah.
You know, what about this? Or even coming up with icons. Or, I mean, all those things, that's a detail.
Right.
You know. Come up with, you know, I didn't tell you what that icon should look like.
You know,
that's one of the things I really enjoy. You come up with some really creative icons and different things like that, and really supplement the messaging, you know, with those types of things.
Right.
That's pretty cool. That's a detail.
Well, thank you. Number five, this is a nice wrap up, but if you recommended AdJourney to another business, what would you offer as proof of your enthusiastic referral?
Well, it would be, I mean, visually, it would be all the stuff we got done.
Right.
I have tons and tons of reference material that I could show them. She did this, and this is, I mean, I think I would blow their mind of how much we did in that amount of time. I was only there 2 years.
You know, I mean,
the stuff we got done, you know, it was mind-blowing. You know, people wouldn't do in 5 years, you know, probably.
Right.
But then, you know, getting to the, you know, all your gear, same type of thing. You know, I mean, that was a whole nother concept, along with the others.
You know?
So it was, you know, they wanted to do so much, but with so little.
Right.
You know, they had definitely a champagne wishes on a beer budget.
Yes.
And just, you know, that the only down thing I'll say about it, you know, why I was disappointed is, yeah, these are all great ideas, and here are some of my ideas, but making them work, but do I have a budget for that? Nope.
Right. Right.
You know, so that, you know, you went inside for a while, too, you know, and you know what the challenges were.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was really, I would say, like a CFO's company, you know.
Right.
It really wasn't a marketeer, you know, type of person.
True.
That was involved in that, you know. So they got it, that'd be good stuff, but didn't want to pay for it.
Right.
You know. And they kind of looked at me like, well, you should be doing this. You know, it's like,
yeah, you need to do magic.
You know, okay. It's nice to want things.
Right.
It's not realistic. So anyway, and then when the whole, you know, they wanted to get into the whole social media side, you know, I was lacking there. So then they didn't really want to pay for that. So
Right. They
brought in, I forgot her name, black-haired girl.
Right.
You know, I brought her in. And she was helped them get it going, and you know, but yeah. So, but one of the smartest things they did was to go on blind to sell things. They didn't really want to do that,
right.
Especially with polar men, because
right.
You know they don't have many clients. XGO is a whole other thing with the military contracts and all that.
Yeah.
And of course, OP just went the other way,
right?
And they dropped AYG pretty much. But you know, that's the only way they're going to ever sell polar men. You know, they just don't have enough client.
Right.
You know, Hot Chili overshadows them so much, you know, and now with all the changes there, you know, it's just like, you know, when I worked at Vail, we sold Hot Chili.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's what we sold. That
right.
They had the huge, can you imagine all of Vail resorts, all of the, you know, the ski areas and all, you know, all the retail business, it's all Hot Chili.
Wow.
Yeah, it was huge.
Yeah.
You know, and then they had, of course, Patagonia, you know, for their high end. And then they did have Smart Wool, you know, and
right.
For that, you know, and that, you know, space. But, you know, but primarily what they sold most of, you know, we have our big sales was Hot Chili.
Yeah.
We have them discounted $19.99, you
yeah.
know, for like a double base player. And we sold tonnage. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
So, anyway, but yeah, I mean, it was an interesting company, you know, very well financially run, and
right.
good factory. Factory was awesome, you know, and they understood how to build stuff, and it just, you know, yeah, if they could do what they did with XGO all day, you know,
right.
I'm not sure how they're going with their other markets of going out for hunting and fishing. You know, I don't know. I'm not in that space. I don't do either one really.
Yeah.
You know, and so I don't know. Are they at, you know, I don't think they're at Cabela's or, you know, places like that, you know. Are they at Little Outfitters or, you know, I don't know.
Right.
You know, because XGO, you know, was, I think of anything we did, XGO was probably the most successful and really well done and
right.
well thought out.
It was. I think the XGO line was very strong, but it didn't mm-hmm. translate into the other markets they were trying to go with. There's another way to do that.
Right.
They definitely
they
could,
just didn't.
Yeah, they just didn't. But
yeah, so I mean, for the military side, what they're doing was brilliant.
Yes,
that was great. You know, Trey started all that with them, and he did a good job. And with your help, and you know, it looked great. You know, I mean, they really understood that side of it. And Sherry did a good job with it.
Yeah,
you know, so I mean, she's off selling Streamlight now. I think she's the regional manager for them.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, so it's the, you know, tactical flashlights and other things that they do, scope stuff, and so
Yeah.
But I haven't really had any conversations with them or anything.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, you know, I mean, all these words that I'm saying to you are meaningful, and they really helped me a lot at that point of my career in life, you know.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, want to say that this is, again, not just happy talk. This is, you know, really heartfelt. So I want to...
Well, thank you, Dean. I appreciate it. I really enjoyed our working relationship. I had a lot of fun on the Longworth account, and that's some of my best stuff in the portfolio to go back and look at. It's really neat to have and reference the amount, the sheer volume of stuff that we did is pretty impressive.
The volume.
I mean, that we turned around 3 catalogs that year, and the next year I did 4 catalogs. So that we did it in the time frames we did was just is ridiculous.
Absolutely, that's a testament. That's not something you want to do every day. People, because it about killed me.
Right.
You know, one night I don't think I told you. I ended up in the hospital. I was having heart palpitations.
Oh wow! Yeah.
And it was not good.
You know?
I mean, I thought I was having a heart attack. Nope, it was anxiety.
Yeah.
The more regional hospital down there, and you know, Pinehurst, and off I went.
Right.
You know, and they said no. This is what's going on. You know, blood pressure was sky high, and it was just, you know, just got to calm down here. You know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, during all that, too, Roger decided he wanted to go to Germany, you know, to go to ISPO. And that was a whole other thing, because I had to, like, talk to them in the middle of the night.
Right.
You know, they were 8 hours to bed. So I'm making arrangements, and, you know, between the internet and then physically having to talk to them.
Right.
You know, it was like 2 in the morning.
There's got to be some sleep somewhere.
Well, where do you do that? You know?
Right.
Anyway. But, you know, I definitely want to keep more in touch with you. And, again, if I was there, I hope someday, you know, we're kind of put it on the side burner, you know.